Boker Tov, the Gemara tells a story in Masechet Bava Kama and Daf Lamed Chet of these two Sardiyozot, these two Roman Chevra who decided to come and hang out with the Jews. They came to Yeshiva for a day, or a long day, a very long time. They said they learned the entire Torah. At the end of their stay in Yeshiva, somehow they learned more than the rest of us do. And they came out and they said everything is Emet. Moshe Emet, Torah Torah Emet, except for two things. Halacha is, the Torah says, Shor ish ki gach eshor re'ehu. When a shor gores a fellow shor, the shor of a fellow, not a fellow shor, the shor of a fellow. That if a Jew's shor bull goes and gores, ox goes and gores the ox of another Jew, then you have to pay. If it's a tam, chatzin ezek, half of the value, and if it's a mu'ad, if it's been doing this for a while already, you have to pay the full value. That's only if it's your friend. If it's a shor shel hekdesh, if it's a shor shel goyim, you don't have to pay pennies. Bichlal, you're totally patur. Sorry, this is Rabbi Cohen line. Okay, fine. Anyway, so it's not this Rabbi Cohen. Mechila. Either way, so you're totally patur because he's not your Eya. You don't have to pay him at all. But the halacha is that if the non-Jew's shor gores my shor, he has to pay full, even if it's a short time. It doesn't matter. It's a double standard. Double a standard for the goyim. So the goyim said this is not fair. It's not okay. We don't believe in this. But we're not going to rat you out to the government. We're not going to tell the government that you guys have a double standard against the non-Jews, and everything will be okay. So the Gemara says in the Yerushalmi that by the time they got to a certain place, they already walked away a little bit, they forgot everything. All the Torah that they learned, they forgot it already. So the Tosfos asks a very important question. Who said it's okay to teach goyim Torah? Forget about what happens across the street. That's not on the Cheshbon right now. Who said it's okay to teach goyim Torah? It's against the Gemara Chagigah. So Tosfos says either they pretended to be gerim, they wanted to convert, so once they want to convert, it's okay to teach them anything. Tosfos' first answer is, though, that they were forced to. They had to alpi the malchut, and were not chayav to give up their lives. So the Maharshal has a fantastic point on this Tosafot. What do you mean they weren't chayav to give up their lives? Who said you ever have to give up your life? There are only three things a person has to give up his life for. What are they? Shefichut damim, murder, Gilu Arayot, and Avodah Zarah. Where in the world do you see Shinuya teaching Torah on that list? So the Maharshal says, Shinui HaTorah, changing Torah, being Mizayef Torah, fabricating what it says in the Torah, to change what the Torah says, instead of teaching the Goyim what the Halakha really is, but changing it up so they don't get offended, that's Yareg Val Yavor. It's like Avodah Zarah, you're changing the Torah. Therefore, the Maharshal says, if they were told to teach the Torah, and it would mean they put a gun to their there was a gun put to their heads and said, teach us the Torah or else, and if the thing would offend them, you can't change it. You have to teach them Torah to Emet. You can't fabricate what it says in the Torah. The Maharshal says, Yufa Torah is Yahareg ve'al Ya'avor. It's crazy, right? Happens to be that Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes this Maharshal in three places in Yigrot Moshe, not about this case of Yahareg v'al Ya'avor, but to show Chomer HaYisur of how severe it is to fabricate what it says in the Torah. Sometimes you have rabbis who try to change things up to make the Torah a little bit more, you know, palatable for people. They have to be very careful. If it's not a valid opinion, you can't present that as Torah Temet. Rav Schechter talks about this when it comes to women's prayer groups also. It's not Torah Temet. It's Yufa Torah, according to the Maharshal. Teaching such a thing is Yehareg Val Yavor. So is this Halakha L'Maaseh or not? There is one posek who disagrees, but nobody else talks about it. There's a sefer called Yad Eliyahu who disagrees with this Maharshal, and he's quoted in Halakha also. And very interesting, Rav David Lau says that the whole Maharshal doesn't apply. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchot Mamrim, that many have probably heard before, that if a person says that this Isur D'Rabbanan is really Nisur D'Oraita, violate Baal Tosif. By saying that something is Rabbanan is really D'Oraita, you violate Baal Tosif. So my words, I get up in Shiur and I accidentally say that this chicken and milk is Basar V'Chalav. I'm over Baal Tosif according to the Rambam. So Rav David Lau quotes his grandfather, Rabbi Frankel, was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv a long time ago. Rabbi Lau Sr.'s father-in-law. He says, no, this is in Hilchot Mamrim. The whole thing is about the Beit Din HaGadol. The Beit Din HaGadol is international. Kolal of Chai Yisod, Shechter likes to say. They're the ones who are the Ba'alim on the Torah Shebaal Peh. They're the Ba'alim Masorah. These people, if they say the wrong thing, for them it's Baal Tosif. If they say that Tamiyas Tahor and or that Rabbanan Zeraita, that's Baal Tosif. So too, Rabbi Lau says right here, we had Rabbi Lau the other day, we should appreciate his Torah a little bit, in Maskil David, Rabbi Lau says, Chelek Bet Simanun, that here too, when the Maharshal says, Yarival Yavor, who are the people at hand? Read the Gemara, read the Yerushalmi, read the other sources. Rabban Gamliel and Yavneh. These are the Talmidei Chachamim, the Beit Din HaGadol. These are the people whose Torah completely are. They're the Baalei HaMasorah. They're the ones whose Torah is what comes to us as our Gemara on the page. For these people to say the wrong thing and fabricate Torah, that would be Yarek Val Yavor. But for a Stam person to change up the halacha, it's not a good idea. It's not okay. But it's not Yarek Val Yavor. So basically, we had a Gemara. We had a Maharshal who said something very, very astonishing. That is, Ziyufa Torah, fabricating Torah is Yarek Val Yavor. And Rabbi Lau had a beautiful biur that it only applies to the Beit Din HaGadol. Have a great day. And don't, have a great morning, Seder, and don't change up the Torah.
Where they had three rabbis change the Torah and change it into Yavanit.
Right.
They changed things.
Ah, so I was wondering this exact thing. And I heard Rabbi Shakti say this the first time. Talmud and the Targum Shevi'im, the Septuagint, they changed. 70 Chachamim changed all these things in the Torah, like 26 things. The Gemara says in Megillah and Daftet.
Yeah,
so the Gemara says that they changed up all these things. I actually found that the Maharshal says right after this. And don't ask about Targum Shevi'im, the Maharshal says, because there they didn't change the meaning of the Torah. They translated the words to be more accurate about what it actually says. But there they didn't change any meaning.
So that they wouldn't misunderstand.
Exactly. There to prevent misunderstanding is okay. To say what it actually says. Excellent. I was actually thinking about this the whole time. I asked him, Shachter, everything. Kol hakavod to you. Baruch Shekivanta.